I told you here this morning in Sunday school that I was going to record the Sunday school lesson because I had two messages on my heart this morning. I was in a strait between the two. And I wanted to preach them both, but we can't endure that. I know this old flesh can just take so much, and it has to be pampered, and it has to be dealt with delicately. And we can paint it and pamper it, but you know, I know we can just take so much. So I taught the Sunday school lesson. I felt satisfied with it, and like Brother Ed said, that's more like preaching than it was teaching, and about all difference is between preaching and teaching. I heard a preacher say this, and I want to give him the credit for it. It's Melvin Sisson, and he said the only difference between preaching and teaching is preaching's teaching set on fire, and there's a lot of truth to that. Because
right.
In teaching, you kind of take your time, but in preaching, you try to spit it out as fast as you can, try to get as much out in the time span that you got to deliver it. Now, it's amazing how much you can say in so little time. I've been to where they had what's called 5-minute preaching.
Yeah.
And my pastor got in on that, and I said, there's no way. No way that he can do a 5-minute. And he finished it, and he said, I just want y'all to know I can preach a 5-minute message. And we all stood in awe. People passed out, fainted, and everything. I mean, nobody could believe that he could preach a 5-minute message. And he done a pretty good job of it, amen. But you'd be surprised what you can say in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Now my cousin, he hadn't been preaching very long. He didn't have the wisdom that Rick did. And he come out tars and squalling, I mean, sliding sideways. And he run out of message before he run out of time.
Yeah.
That was kind of the opposite of Brother Rick. Rick filled it pretty full in 5 minutes. But we're thankful to have this great crowd here this morning.
Amen.
I'm going to guess there's at least 5,000 here, save a few.
Amen.
But this is more than what I'm used to, I can tell you that right now.
Amen.
And Brother Ed here this morning, he and I were the only two in Sunday school. I said, Brother Ed, I'm glad Jesus said wherever two or three are gathered, get in my name. He said, lo, I'm in the midst. I'm glad it didn't say three or four. We'd had to sit and wait for y'all to get here. But we had a good lesson this morning.
Yeah,
and it will be on the internet if you want to know what you missed out on.
Yes.
I am going to put the Sunday school lesson on the internet, and the title of it was The Solution to Suicide. There's so many people taking their life, so unnecessarily taking their lives, missing on the whole meaning of life. A young girl, about 16-year-old, her last words were that she just didn't know what the meaning of life was, and so she ended her life. That's a sad commentary. But we want to look this morning, for sake of time, I do want to get right into the message this morning. Psalms chapter 18. This same text is mentioned pretty much word for word in 2 Samuel 22. In Psalms chapter 18, we're going to read verses 30 through 32. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, it's verses 31 through 33. And a lot of the Bible does parallel just like that. It fitly joins together. But in Psalms 18, David here, he's been in distress. Verse 4, he said, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. He said, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. My favorite verse of these three, in my distress, he said, I picked up my phone and I called upon the Lord. He didn't dial 911. Rita, he dialed G-O-D. We need to talk. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple.
Amen.
And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. I really wasn't supposed to read these verses, but they're so good. But you can read them at your own discretion. I want to focus on verse 30 through verse 32. In the same chapter here, Psalms 18, leave your Bible open to that. I'll comment on other verses here. But Psalms chapter 18, verse 30, David here commenting upon God, and he says, as for God, his way is perfect.
Yeah.
The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler or strength to all of those that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Now, perfect's been mentioned twice in these three verses. And I'm going to preach today, God being my helper, on perfection. And I ask you to pray with me here. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, like Sister Sharon said, we thank you for the rain. We thank you, Lord, that you cooled it down. Lord, and Lord, you gave all things that we have need of. There's nothing, Lord, that we are lacking. Lord, you gave us the greatest thing. You gave yourself for lost humanity. Help us, Father, I pray today to receive the things of God. Lord, you gave us two ears to hear with, one mouth to speak with. May we hear, I pray today, a double portion from your word. May we, Lord, I pray, take our mouth and tell others what great things we've heard today. May we all give you the praise and glory for whatever is said here today. And I ask humbly, Lord, for your help today. Lord, you directed me, Lord, to this message. And I thank you for that. And I pray, God, for your help. I promise, Lord, to give you all the praise and glory for anything said or done here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Who want to preach today on perfection? David here commented about God's way is perfect. And he said he makes my way perfect.
Yes.
And I've got quite a bit to say here, and I'll have to be pretty quick. So I'll speak quick, and you listen quick, and we'll get out quick. But let me say, like David, he commented about God. He said his way is perfect. Let me just say that God is perfect. Pilate examined him, and his answer was, "I find no fault in him, Brother Mitchell." He didn't just say that once. That's St. John 18:38. He scourged him, and then he said, "I find no fault in him," John 19, verse 4.
Yes.
Pilate's last words concerning Jesus was, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him," John 19:6. They couldn't find no fault because he was perfect.
Amen.
He had no fault.
Amen.
God gave the best he had for lost humanity, and it humbles me to think about what God gave for you and me.
Yeah. That's right.
There was no other way, Rita. No other way.
No, that's right.
He took our place.
Amen.
He paid our debt.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He tasted our death.
That's right.
He tasted death for every man.
That's
he took upon
right.
himself the sins of the whole world. He passed by our way.
That's right.
He gave us a new and a living way.
That's right.
Woo. Right.
I'm going that way.
Yeah.
Woo. I'm going that way.
Went home.
Amen. He maketh a way in the wilderness. He made a way where there was no way.
Right.
He parted the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And said, go on to the promised land.
That's right.
Woo!
Yes.
Man, oh man, he said, this is my blood.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is
right.
given for you. Shed for the remission of our sins.
Yeah. Yeah.
God himself said, when I see the blood,
yeah.
woo!
Right.
He said, when I see the blood,
man.
I'm telling you, he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over what you deserve,
yeah.
and I'll give you what you don't deserve,
right.
and thank God for the yeah. blood. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, the blood covers it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's covered
right.
by the blood.
Amen. Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's back when I was younger, and it's been a while.
Me too.
When I was younger, in World War II. We come home from church, we have one of them, I mean, hallelujahs.
Come on.
I mean, I was like right now, about three sheets of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I went out of powder and time, X watch, the whole time. But anyway, I come home at night, Joanne, and I said something. My wife looked at me after I said that. I said, honey, you go on and go to bed. I'm going to spend the night in the upper room. At that time, we had more house than we needed.
Yeah.
We had 6 bedrooms. 3 of them was upstairs, 3 were downstairs. Nobody went upstairs. We only had it when company showed up. We said, head upstairs, we'll stay down here. We had a basement also. My son, one time I come home from work and I couldn't get in the house. I come in through the basement. He heard the noise. And as I opened the basement door, he was just getting ready to get a hold of the doorknob, and he just fell back screaming like a little girl, and I said, well, so much for you. I guess I didn't surprise him. He fell on the floor kicking and screaming, ah, ah, ah. And I shouldn't have acted like I did as a father. I should have said, son, it's just me, but I didn't make a spectacle out of it. But anyway, I told my wife to go to bed. I went to the upper room. I've got to cut a bunch of this off. I'm kind of like Major Jackson here. He said, all my preaching like good baloney. He said, you can cut off either end, it's good on either end.
Yeah.
I'm up there, Rita. And I'm in the heavenly manner. I'm reading my Bible. I'm praying.
Amen.
I'm enjoying fellowship with the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about on a Sunday night. And I've got to wrap this up real quick. Anyway, the night went by real quick. And I heard the birds start singing outside. And I went and opened up that window in that upper bedroom. I looked outside and I said, Lord, your word says the heavens declare your glory. I said, what a glory you've got up there tonight.
Come on.
I mean, it was just breaking daylight. And them stars looked like diamonds. Way up there on a piece of black velvet or something like that.
How beautiful.
And you know, these birds are singing. They know what they're singing about. We might not, but they know what they're singing about. And they're singing them beautiful songs. You know, I mean, it wasn't just the noise. I mean, but it was speaking to me right then. Amen. Well, anyway, I went back to reading and praying. About that time, somebody knocked on the door. I said, no way. I ain't coming down. I heard around, baby. I wasn't about to come down. Amen.
Amen.
No way. About that time, I heard it. No way. Somebody else is going to have to answer. I ain't coming down. Make a long story short, all them knotheads stayed in bed. I finally took my whooping. I come down and opened up that door, and there was a very petite grandmotherly type woman standing there in front of me. Rita, she said, sir, would you be interested in any cancer insurance? Now here's why I told all this. And I said, I'll tell you her first name was Sharon. No reflection upon you, says Sharon. I told her, I said, Sharon. She told me her name. I told her my name. I said, Sharon, I'm covered by the blood. It covers everybody. This took away all her sales pitch. She took a step back. She said, sir, I perceive you're a Christian. I said, you perceive rightly, because so I am.
Come on, yeah, that's right.
And I did the stupidest thing. I invited her in my house, and I don't want to tell you the rest of the story, because I don't want to preach. But I am covered by the blood.
Yeah.
And it's a sinner's perfect plea. And God gave the best He had so we could be redeemed.
Yep.
And when God does something, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14 says, nothing can be put to it, neither can anything be taken away from it. It was a finished work.
Amen.
I'm telling you, He didn't make a down payment. I mean, He paid it in full. Yes. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm as good as there. My citizenship is heaven. I'm on my way home.
Amen.
I am alive, but I will arrive in the holy time. I'm on the appointed day.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Eddie, can you have a little gold dust? Amen. We will be home then. God done a perfect work.
Yes.
Devil couldn't believe it. The Bible said if the prince of this world had known, they wouldn't have crucified Him. He done it right in broad daylight.
That's right.
Man, the wisdom of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Hebrews 17, verse 30, it said, the wisdom of this world, God winks at and commands men everywhere to repent.
Come on, man.
These guys think they're so smart, and I'm going to comment on one here in a minute. Brother Ed already knows what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm going to comment on one here in a minute. He done it right in broad daylight.
Yes.
Hey, listen, His word's perfect. Right here where we're at. If you look over in Psalms 19, if you've got a Schofield Study Bible, it's just right there on the same page, just on the right hand side. It says the law of the Lord is perfect.
Yeah.
Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord, I'm in verse 7, is sure. You don't even have to worry about it. Making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoice in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Listen, moreover, to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Woo! Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping them, and in keeping of them, there is great reward.
Yeah.
His word is perfect.
Amen.
Now let me give you an example of that. They had a debate in years gone by. I don't remember if it was Charles Haddon Spurgeon. I don't remember if it was D.L. Moody. I don't remember if it was Dr. B.R. Lincoln. But probably was Dr. B.R. Lincoln. But anyway, Sister Rita, they had a debate back years ago. It was a televised debate. I mean, it's on TV. And this great renowned scientist, very well known, had highest accommodations, thought to be one smarter than others, met with this godly man. And I do believe it was B.R. Lincoln. But anyway, whether it was him, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, or D.L. Moody, they met. And right before the whole world, these two men are sitting there in this debate. And Brother Jerry, this scientist just went ahead and pulled out his card right off the back. He said, "You believe in the absolute authority of the Word of God." And I don't know which one it was, but we'll say B.R. Lincoln. Dr. B.R. Lincoln said, "Yes, sir, I do." And that dumb scientist said, "There are no absolutes." And that wise preacher said, "Are you absolutely sure?" And the
lady
I he closed his book, shut his business down, went home with his tail tucked, and still trying to figure out how in the world he lost that so quickly. "Are you absolutely sure? Answer a fool according to his folly."
Yeah, that's right.
I like that.
Amen.
"There are no absolutes." That preacher said, "Are you absolutely sure?"
That's
rough, boy. Yeah, he's down there. Wow. Anyway, God's word is perfect. It don't need no one to defend it.
No.
God gave the word, Psalm 68:11. God exalted his word, Psalms 138:2. God settled his word in the heavens, Psalms 119:89. God commanded his word to 1,000 generations, Psalms 105:8. God declared the end from the beginning with his word, Psalms 46:10. His word's perfect.
Yes, it is.
Right. Let me tell you something. Without this Bible, I'll be lost as a goose in a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
But with this Bible, the path of the just is as a shining light.
Amen.
It's shining more and more under what? The perfect day.
That's right.
I got a light.
That's right.
I'm on the lit path. My wife, she put one of the things up there, the sun turns up during the day and lights at night.
Right.
I got one of them. The path of the just is as a shining light. It shineth more and more until the perfect day. I'm telling you, he lights the way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm going that way. Amen. If they can find some fault in him, if they can find some fault in this word, I'd be in trouble. But they're both perfect, glory to God. Woo! Amen. My God's perfect. His word's perfect. His way's perfect. Mentioned in our context of our text today. Verse 30 says his way's perfect. He gave me perfect peace.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
You can't buy peace. You can't borrow peace.
No.
You can't make peace.
No.
I mentioned in Sunday school class this morning about the solution to suicide is the peace of God.
Yeah.
That's right.
It passes all understanding.
Yes, he does.
"There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. They're like the troubled sea tossed to and fro in the mire." I'm telling you, I'm glad I got peace.
Yeah.
I sleep like a baby, brother.
Amen.
I can sleep standing up.
That's right.
I can sleep talking to you.
That's right.
I can sleep at work. They don't like if I do it. They came to one time, and I'm a day of sleep. Carolyn. And I woke up, my foreman looked at me right straight in the eye. I said, "I was counting them semen towels. I've got to start all over again."
Anybody put me out there? They love me out there. And they know I'm old. They know I've given them good return for their money. They don't make any issues about old Eddie. They like old Brother Eddie out there, and that's because God.
Amen.
God, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And my boss, he's pretty strict. He'd look at me right straight in the face, and open my eyes, and there he was. And I said, his name's Alex Talibur. I said, Alex, I was counting them ceiling tiles. Now I've got to start all over. He was laughing and said, I've got a reaper coming. I said, all right, I'll be ready for when you get here. You know, I love the Lord, but He gave me perfect peace. I didn't have no peace till I got saved, and now I've got so much peace, I don't know what to do with it. I got so much peace, I could be at peace down there, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
I could. I could give someone that's got no peace hope for peace.
Yeah.
I could point them in the direction of peace, Prince of peace.
Amen.
Really, I could brag about the peace He gave me.
Come on, brother.
I could tell them about it.
Yeah.
I can make them want it.
Amen.
And I can tell them, praise God, where to find it.
That's right. That's good.
They say ants, amen, when they find food, they put it, they carry it. And every time they meet another ant, they put it down, they rub them on the head, tell them where to go find it. That's the way I want to do it. I want to tell them where to go find it. I want to be selfish. And if I have five with having this good thing here in my hand, I put it down and say, here's where to check. Hey, hunt in the rock. Now tell me, glory to God. Oh, listen. He gave me perfect peace. He gave me perfect love. 1 John 4:17-18. Here the Bible talks about our love's made perfect. And He gives us perfect love. And listen, perfect love casteth out fear. I'm not afraid no more. I used to be afraid.
Yeah.
How old are you, young man? When I was 10 years old, I was afraid to close my eyes. Because I was afraid when I went to sleep that I might not wake up. I had that fear. I don't have it anymore. I sleep now. I'll tell you what, somebody told me they was coming to keep me that night. I'll be asleep when I got there.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
I mean, hey, no weapon formed against me can prosper. All I got to do is send me home. I'm just going to go to heaven real quick.
That's right.
I mean, but I'll tell you what, if God gives me permission, hey, I'm ready to leave out this whenever He says, hey, go get Eddie. I'm ready to leave. We live a number of days anyway. You don't know the number of them.
Right,
I don't know maybe
right.
I'm supposed to look right. I may be over 11. I may be already over 11. I don't know. They gave Hezekiah 15 more years.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what I mean? I could have got an extension. I don't know. But I do feel like I do feel like, why am I still here? I feel like I ought to be there. But anyway, hey, listen, He gave me perfect love. And listen, that love allows me to sleep, allows me to love others. I didn't love nobody but Eddie Wade till I got saved. And now I even love my enemies. Let me tell you, if they had perfect love, all the wars would end. Our president is meeting today with the dictator of North Korea. Trying to come up some kind of terms of peace. There'd be no need for terms of peace. Tell you what, we fight over the smallest things.
That's right.
And oh, how quickly it gets out of hand.
That's
next
right.
thing you know, we're ready to take somebody's hand off. We're ready to go at war.
Right.
And we'll drop the hat to do it. Perfect love. You know, that's one thing God asks us to do, is love one another. It must be the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. He loved us. All the way to the end.
Yes, sir.
Yes, He did.
He prayed for us. He forgave
That's
us.
Right. Amen.
Brother Harvey, He's looking forward we get to find home.
Amen.
Right.
When we get home, we're going to understand a whole lot more about love. Yeah. We're going to see the terrible marks on His body that we put on there just so we can have a home in heaven.
Yeah.
It's going to make us love Him that much the more. The Bible said, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the shame, endured the cross, despising the shame, and doing such contradictions, sinners. I made a mess of that, but listen, perfect love, it'll end all wars. He gave me a perfect salvation. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 said He made the captain of our salvation perfect.
Amen.
What that means is, Isaiah 53 said God saw the travail of His soul,
yeah,
and He was satisfied, and He said there remaineth no more need for sacrifice. Oh, Eddie don't have to do nothing. I just had to accept what He done. And by accepting what He done, He made the captain of my salvation perfect.
That's right.
I'm perfectly saved. I'm perfectly loved. I'm perfectly cared for. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. He's the good shepherd that loves His sheep. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, praise God, my redemption was finished on the cross. Now, listen, I've got a perfect Father. You might make a case to me about your Father. We got Father's Day coming up. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, He said, "Be ye perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." I got a perfect Father now, really.
Yeah, that's right.
And my dad, Brother Harvey, he knows my dad. I don't care. He knows how that bunch of hoodlums was. I raised up a mom. It's far from perfect, wasn't it, Brother Harvey? But I got a perfect Father now. My dad loved me. Don't get me wrong. He loved me. Done the best he could, but he wasn't perfect.
All right.
I got a perfect Father now.
Amen.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm loved with perfect love. He gives me perfect peace. Hey, listen, I'm in a perfect family now.
That's good.
We all we work hard, don't we?
That's right.
We're trying to make everything perfect. These women, they work hard, Brother
That's
Mitchell.
That's right.
They try to get everything perfect. They try to get the meal perfect.
That's right.
They try to get the atmosphere
Amen.
Perfect. We're still
yes,
fighting for them, getting
right.
to by the throat.
Amen.
And say all kind of manner of things.
Right.
Listen, I got a perfect Father now. I'm in a perfect family now. And the family circle won't be broken. Amen?
That's